Chapter 57. Senator Sedgwick Sexton set his snifter of Courvoisier on the mantelpiece of his Westbrook apartment and stoked the fire for several moments, gathering his thoughts. The six men in the den with him sat in silence now, waiting. The small talk was over. It was time for Senator Sexton to make his pitch. They knew it, he knew it. Politics was sales. Establish trust. Let them know you understand their problems. As you may know, Sexton said, turning toward them, over the past months I have met with many men in your same position. He smiled and sat down, joining them on their level. You are the only ones I have ever brought into my home. You are extraordinary men, and I'm honored to meet you. Sexton folded his hands and let his eyes circle the room, making personal contact with each of his guests. Then he focused in on his first mark, the heavyset man in the cowboy hat. Space Industries of Houston, Sexton said. I'm glad you came. The Texan grunted. I hate this town. I don't blame you. Washington has been unfair to you. The Texan stared out from beneath the rim of his hat, but said nothing. 12 years back, Sexton began, you made an offer to the U.S. government. You proposed to build them a U.S. space station for a mere $5 billion. Yeah, I did. I still have the blueprints. And yet NASA convinced the government that a U.S. space station should be a NASA project. Right. NASA started building almost a decade ago. A decade. And not only is the NASA space station not yet fully operational, but the project so far has cost 20 times your bid. As an American taxpayer, I am sickened. A grumble of agreement circled the room. Sexton let his eyes move, reconnecting with the group. I am well aware, the senator said, addressing everyone now, that several of your companies have offered to launch private space shuttles for as little as $50 million per flight. More nods. And yet NASA undercuts you by charging only $38 million per flight, even though their actual per-flight cost is over $150 million. It's how they keep us out of space, one of the men said. The private sector cannot possibly compete with a company that can afford to run shuttle flights at 400% loss and still stay in business. Nor should you have to, Sexton said. Nods all around. Sexton turned now to the austere entrepreneur beside him, a man whose files Sexton had read with interest. Like many of the entrepreneurs funding Sexton's campaign, this man was a former military engineer who had become disillusioned with low wages and government bureaucracy and had abandoned his military post to seek his fortune in aerospace.